First, we need to do this. You know what it is, the Gump file. Why do we do it? Stupid is, stupid does, just stupid people out there everywhere. Something we have to do. Well, if you're on a jury duty, safe to say you shouldn't friend a key figure in the case on Facebook. I mean, that kind of goes without saying, right? Not so much. Jonathan Hudson, 22, removed from a North Texas civil court case after trying to social network with a defendant. Hudson, along with the other jurors, had received specific instructions not to discuss the case on social networking sites. Apparently, he didn't think Facebook was one of those sites. Pleaded guilty to 4 counts of contempt last week, was ordered to serve 2 days of community service. No word on if the defendant accepted the friend request or not. Hey, didn't I just see you? Yeah, hey, I know you, man. Good luck out there. Central Pennsylvania man charged for a second time trying to steal a rack of ribs. Will they never learn? Tried shoving them down the front of his trousers. Carlisle police said 65-year-old Donald Noon tried to hide $20 worth of ribs in his pants on Sunday. Police said he attempted to pull the same stunt back in May at a supermarket. Pleaded guilty to retail theft and public drunkenness. Oh, well, you know, there you have it. Alcohol was involved. You hate to see that. Police said since this is his second offense, the theft charge will be considered a more serious second-degree misdemeanor. Finally, in Massachusetts, a man whose colorful golf attire was briefly mistaken for a clown outfit has been charged. He's been charged with driving a golf cart while drunk. The Genesee County Sheriff says they got a report that someone dressed as a clown was operating a stolen golf cart. Oh, boy. Deputies found 37-year-old James Staub driving along a road. He wasn't dressed as a clown. He was just wearing some colorful clothing after an outing at Terry Hills Golf Course. But, yes, he was intoxicated. Staub has pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor count of driving while intoxicated and a lesser charge of refusing to take a breath test. Wow. You know, if he was a real clown, he would have had about 50, 60 people on that golf cart. They'd all just come filing out of there all drunk and juggling and pulling napkins and handkerchiefs out of your ear. That'd have been a real clown. That cop should have known better. Oh, yeah. 18 after 3. Chuck Hall with you. There's your Gump file. Wednesday, August 31st.